in order to make his escape. I believe he took advantage of a migration of wild birds. He happened to be in the vicinity of asteroids, so he began by visiting them. The first one was inhabited by a king.
Ah, here's a subject.
For kings, the world is extremely simplified. All men are subjects. The little prince looked around for a place to sit down, but the planet was covered by the magnificent ermine cloak. So he remained standing, and since he was tired, he yawned.
It is a violation of etiquette to yawn in a king's presence. I forbid you to do so.
I can't help it. I've made a long journey, and I haven't had any sleep.
Then I command you to yawn. Come on, yawn again. It is an order.
That intimidates me. I can't do it now.
Well, then I command you to yawn sometimes, and sometimes to...
He was sputtering a little and seemed annoyed, for the king insisted that his authority be universally respected.
Sire, excuse me for asking.
I command you to ask.
Sire, over what do you reign?
Over everything.
Over everything?
With a discreet gesture, the king pointed to his planet, to the other planets, and to the stars.
Over all that?
Over all that.
And the stars obey you? Even the sun?
Of course. They obey immediately. I tolerate no insubordination.
I'd like to see a sunset. Do me a favor, Your Majesty. Command the sun to set.
You shall have your sunset. I shall command it. But I shall wait. According to my science of government, until conditions are favorable, that will be That will be tonight, around 7:40. And you'll see how well I am obeyed.
The little prince yawned.
I have nothing further to do here. I'm going to be on my way.
Do not leave! Do not leave!
If Your Majesty desires to be promptly obeyed, he should give me a reasonable command. He might command me, for instance, to leave before this minute is up. It seems to me that conditions are favorable.
The king, having made no answer, the little prince hesitated at first, and then, with a sigh, took his leave.
I make you my ambassador.
He had a great air of authority. The little prince thought that grown-ups are so strange.